Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. Start your week off with a mindfulness stress release session coming up live at 7:15. So,
you think you want to get married. That's the topic of today's show. Divorces are an all-time high, but that doesn't have to apply to you. But there's some things you need to know that you might not know, and you're going to get experience from a married couple this morning. So my husband, Tony Hoeks, will be joining me this morning after the 7:30 break as an author who has written books on the subject. So you just stay close, and we'll have that information for you. We are here on Monday, April 11th, 2022. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day, if you're celebrating your birthday today. And also let us keep in mind the sick, the shut-in, those in need of prayer, and the world that is affected by all this that's going on in the world. How about that? Today's show is dedicated to the memory of my kid brother, Anthony Wright Sr., who was laid to rest. We memorialized him just this past Friday. And if you go to my blog, zeltaspeaks.wordpress.com, or Facebook, HLNTV1, you'll see it can scroll down from Saturday, but there's three different videos there. And it was good seeing the family. You know, we all grew up in Stateway Garden as kids, which no longer exists. It's called Park Place now. But it was good seeing the people I hadn't seen in so long. And it's a shame that we have to get together at a time like that. And that's the one thing that we all said that we would do is just to stay in touch. And we have stayed in touch. We just haven't been socializing in closed spaces. So we did it this past Friday. So shout out to my old playmates from Stateway Gardens, South Side, 3651 South Federal. Was that the third building or second building? I don't remember. I think it was the third building. Anyway, that was really nice. So, Anthony Wright Sr., we miss you, but we know you're in no pain. And to the family, he was family to me. So that's why I say my kid brother, my big brother. I mean, I know him when I was 5 years old. That was 60-plus years, so... family is family. And family is not always your biological family either, because we're getting away from that. Hey, even though we're thick, and they said water sticking, blood sticking to what? I don't know sometimes, so from what I'm saying. Anyway, if you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We would love to have your comments and your questions. You can call in at 515-605-9325, press 1. After the 7:30 break, we'll be taking calls. If you are on social media, on Instagram, I'm Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U, as well as our homeless page, for the homeless project, I should say. That would be hln.homeless.project. And I know it's up here, so I'm going to find it for you so you don't have to guess which one it is like I'm here guessing. And also on Facebook.com, HLNTV1. And there it is. There's the Instagram. So you'll know, you can see what we're doing with the homeless. Thank you so much for all your contributions and your thoughts and your words. And more importantly, those of you who have dropped off that butane over at Tent City to help keep the homeless warm at night. Because, honey, it's cold sleeping on that ground. How do I know? I've slept on the ground. I know a few things. So thank you for taking that butane over there. Tent City is located on Des Plaines Avenue in between Roosevelt Road and Taylor Street. It's right next to a gas station. You couldn't miss it if you wanted to. So if you find it in your heart, butane, you can get it at Walmart, Target, but Walmart's the cheapest. You can get two of those great big 16-ounce containers for $9.99. You just don't beat that. And that lasts for about 4 hours. So if you get two, that'll last eight hours. So do whatever your heart tells you to do. And that's what I'm doing, and I hope you'll do the same, too, because my little brother got killed over there by a homeless man February 19th, 2019. So I made this commitment to those who are still there. And that's just my ministry. Whatever you do for your ministry, that's fine. But that's what we do here at the Higher Learning Network. Be sure and check out our YouTube channel while you're there. Be sure and subscribe, Higher Learning TV Show. Excuse me, HLNTV1. Did I say that wrong? Yeah, I did. I get my pages mixed up sometimes. YouTube, go to the page right now. Just open up another window and go there and subscribe. Higher Learning TV Show. I said that right. YouTube, Higher Learning TV Show. As we take a look at our traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com, if you are an entrepreneur or an business owner and you have products or services that you would like to share with the public and you are in need of products or services yourself, because we've bought everything from a truck to camera equipment, we've traveled. See, you can travel to all over the world. Alaska, Hawaii, Caribbean, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere you can go, they got timeshares, and you can stay, you can use their money to live in a space while you're, we did it in Vegas, and, you know, this, I can't tell you, it's the best kept secret. Anyway, use the promo code ZELDA, ZELDA. Thank you, Rich McGee, always giving, and Hurricane, always giving thanks to the ancestors, those who came before us to make our way possible. And Yvonne Daniels, in case you didn't know who she is. Mm-hmm, you need to know. Jackie Hathaway, you need to know. Okay, that's enough of that. As we take a look at the traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com, on Metro and CTA, there are no reported delays. On the expressway, on the Kennedy, it's a whole other story. You know it's Monday morning madness on the expressway, 28 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. On the Kennedy, outbound, it's 21. On the Edens, inbound, it's 26. Lake Cook to the Junction, 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's just a little bit more crowded. It's 35 minutes inbound and 29 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, it is 25 minutes inbound, flow to the airport, and it is 24 minutes. On the Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown, it's 20 minutes and 16 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, it is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And on DuSalvo Lakeshore Drive, it's 20 minutes in both directions. Excuse me, 10 minutes in both directions. That's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you are headed out and about today, do keep in mind that it's Monday. It's chaotic, and sometimes you just need to stop and take a breath before you switch lanes and just breathe. Because you want to make it to wherever you're going, and you want to make it there on time, safe, and in sound body. So I get in the slow lane and drive, even though it's the fastest one moving. I still drive safely because I want to get where I'm going. Anyway, I said that to say this. You only get one life. You woke up this morning, your heart is beating. It's a sign you got something to do on this planet. So slow down. Talking to myself. Anyway, if you have been confined, like most of us have, you've probably may have gained a pound or two. And you may have gained another disease that you don't know about, like diabetes, rampant in our community. So go to diabeticdonut.com. It's a free download on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And I know you see me drinking this juice. Don't taste good, but it works. Apple beet, cucumber, ginger, lemon, kale, turmeric. Seven ingredients. They don't taste good. But I'm not drinking for a taste. I'm drinking for health. And you can get it too. It's all free. Share it with somebody. Now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness inspiration. I should say. I almost said inspirational conversations. But are you laughing at me, Tony? Yes, he is. I laugh all day. That's all I do around here is laugh. You missed your call, and I don't know why you didn't become a comedian. Anyway, this inspiration is coming from Mike House. It says, Thanksgiving Day. I did Thanksgiving Day poem for Thanksgiving, I think it was. But he has it now. So it says, each day we wake up is Thanksgiving Day. We must not wait for 364 days to pass to give thanks for what we have. We must live in an attitude of gratitude and bless the increase we have experienced in our lives. We can change our consciousness from one day of Thanksgiving for the year to a lifetime of Thanksgiving by actively saying thanks for everything that happens in our lives on a daily basis. Let us establish a new order of operation in our prayer life and beyond. Let us give audible thanks for even the seemingly and not good stuff that happens to us. Remember, it came to bless us in some way that we may not yet recognize. Call it good anyway. until it conforms to a new name and nature. We each have naming power in our experiences, so we do not have to accept the definitions and meanings that society imposes on the circumstances in our lives. Get in the habit of thanksgiving and give thanks in all things. Even pain can be an indication that the inner healing is taking place. You will be enriched in every thanksgiving to God. And that's from 2 Corinthians 9:11. And that's your inspiration from Mike House. And if you don't know who Mike House is, Google him and get on his mailing list for daily inspiration. He sends them out every day. The only requirement is that you cannot reply back, because he sends them to a lot of people. You know how your phone pings all day when people are responding to texts? It's like, I just turn mine off because sometimes I got to get some work done and I just can't get it done with my phone pinging all over the place. So that's your inspiration for the day. It is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And this is a process that we practice so that we can, ooh, it's hot in here. You know, I'm having my private summer this morning. We practice this to maintain composure when we are attacked mentally, physically, verbally. Are you coming in here at 7:30? Now he's going to chicken out on me. I don't believe you. Okay. Anyway, let us prepare. For our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, it is 7:15, and I always promise to do it at 7:15. And we're right there, so we're going to sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your back. Oh, and just wiggle that body. Just move that body, but we're going to practice with the breath. We will inhale through the nose, hold it, and exhale. Don't matter if we keep up or not, because I'll be talking and you'll be breathing, so just keep doing what you're doing. And you'll do it with your eyes closed, so you should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids is the only thing you should see, so close your eyes. As we inhale to the count of five, counting to yourself, hold it, and exhale. Oh, that feels so good. Let's do it again. Inhale deeply, hold it, and inhale once more. Hold it. And as you exhale, bring those arms up, open and out and up and down, and simply breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as you inhale, bring your arms up. Inhale. And turn to the side as far as you possibly can. I'm sitting in a high back chair, so I always grab the back of the chair and the table here and just twist for just a moment and feel that. The body loves twisting because it's like you're wringing the organs out on the inside. That's what I say. You know I'm a little off. Anyway, so get that good stretch. So let's inhale once more. Hold it. And turn to the right. And feel that stretch. I grab the back of the chair just so I can feel that extra stretch. And exhale. So let's continue our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Just simply stretch and move from side to side. This is what we call the higher learning hip roll. You're just moving. Just moving that body, because sitting has become the new smoking. And we sit all day on our computers, and it's just not good for the body. So let's inhale deeply. Hold it. And this time when you inhale, take your right hand, place it on your forehead or the top of your head, but forehead is good, and push your left hand on your belly. Inhale deeply. As I give thanks for the power of the brain that directs my breath this morning, and exhale. Inhale once more. I give thanks for the power of the breath that directs my body to breathe, and exhale. Inhale once more. I give thanks for my right hand and for my left hand and for the breath that I breathe as I exhale, and I stretch and stretch and feel good. Inhale once more. And exhale. Just just be at peace with the breath of life that is in your being, that has the chest pumping fresh blood to the heart, to the liver, to the lungs, and the spleen, and the spine. As we inhale deeply and exhale, we give thanks that we are one with the one creator that created us all. And as we place our hands on our stomachs, we inhale deeply and feel that stomach expand. If you're not feeling your stomach expand, you're not taking a deep enough breath. So inhale deeply and exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath, because it is this breath. You can do a whole lot of things in life, but you can do nothing without the power of the breath. As we inhale deeply, bringing all the energy of that breath to the top of the head. And as we exhale, we feel the breath, the energy of the breath moving down through our face and onto our shoulders as we rotate those shoulders and relax those shoulders as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending love and light and energy down through the solar plexus, the chest, the stomach, the sides, and the back as we inhale once more. Giving thanks for the energy that continues to glow down through the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, honey, I'm always rubbing those knees because I need them to know I love them and I appreciate them. And you can talk to any part of your body that may be sending you messages this morning as we inhale deeply. Sending more love and light and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the heels and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes as we give thanks for the breath as we inhale deeply. Hold it. Bringing the energy of the breath back up through the feet and the ankles and the legs and the knees and the thighs as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the energy that is moving back up through the back and the buttocks and the back of the neck, which is where I hold most of my attention, and many of us do. And you take these fingers right here and massage the back of the neck as you inhale deeply. Hold it. Ah, yes, feel that energy moving and flowing through the body. Feel free to move extensively any part of the body that feels like it needs to be moved. As we inhale once more, bringing the energy of the breath back up through the neck, shoulders, and the ears, and the head, and back to the top of the head, and we simply give thanks. As we inhale once more, and as we exhale, bring the head forward, chin to chest. Slowly rotate the head to the left, around to the back. Slow down, you're moving too fast. You should just be getting to the back and slowly bringing the head around to the right and back down front and center. Head up, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bend your head forward and then slowly rotate the head to the right. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Bringing it around to the left, slow down, and back front, and head up. Inhale deeply. And this time, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. And exhale. And bringing the head back straight, front, center. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, turn your head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling your left side of the neck. Oh, yes, that stretch feels good. And bringing the head back front and center. Inhale deeply. And exhale. How does that feel? This is an exercise that you can practice on a daily basis when you are stressed out, when situations, circumstances, and people, places, and things just get on your last nerve. And you have to protect yourself. So this is like your bubble, because you have taken the time to give yourself the first 5 minutes of the day, where you get centered. So when all this chaos is coming at you, you simply breathe in and hold your breath, and then blow it out. And this time blow through your, not through your nose, but through your mouth. And if you got a little funk on your breath, a little garlic, a little onion, if you forgot to brush your teeth this morning, funk will make them back up, I promise you. A little garlic and a little onion works every single time, so try that. And if they look at you like you're crazy, it's okay, because chances are they're not going to bother you. And if they do, you just keep breathing on them. They'll leave you alone. I tried it. It works. This ain't what I heard. This is what I know. And that is something that you can do and something that you can share. You can do it in 5 seconds. You don't have to do it in 10 minutes. You can do it in 5, 10, 15, 30 seconds, because this is how you protect yourself. And if you don't believe me, just try it. And while you are trying it, be sure and share it. Each one, teach one. And you can go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and also Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. You'll see more testimonials, information, just things that you can share. So be sure and share it while you're there. And that, my friend, is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I ask that you be mindful of the words that you speak today, because somebody somewhere is going to tick you off. That is the nature of being a human being. And if you are still here, know that your breath is your first line of defense. How is that, Zelda? Because you are using the breath to empower yourself, to protect yourself. It's your first line of defense, right? You've seen the movie where the little girl was in a bubble in the hospital and nobody could touch her? Well, see, that's what you do. You're arming yourself. Nobody can touch you. They can't get in here where the emotions are, because we're living from the heart and we're emotional people. And emotions will get you, take you to a place that you don't want to be and keep you there longer than you want to be there. So we must remember to breathe in, hold it, and to breathe out. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. If you'd like to comment this morning, we'd love to hear from you. And 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And John Caldwell says, oh, he loves it. Wonderful. Thank you so very much for that. We appreciate that. And you too can comment on our YouTube page, which is Higher Learning TV Show, and on our Facebook page, which is HLN TV 1. So I want to share with you that I've already told you about the Homeless Project, but I did not tell you about the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. It comes up every last Saturday of the month. And the next one is April 30th, where teens 13 and 19 can send in their videos, a one-minute clip of their talent, whether they can sing, dance, act, photography. We had a 14-year-old who was a child prodigy her mother's name was Sinitra. Her name was Skylar. If you go back into the archives, you'll see Skylar was on 2 weeks ago. She's a child prodigy phenom. No, I have never seen anyone. You ever seen a pink cloud? Go to my YouTube page. She's there too. Scroll down, but you'll see it. So, and we gave the $500 cash prize to the winner for the Harold Washington Scholarship Foundation. So we want to keep our youth motivated to do what they are good at doing, to practice their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. And as you can see, it's live voting. You see the information scrolling on the bottom of the screen. Higher Learning TV Show on YouTube. And when you see that logo, you know you're at the right place. And on our Facebook page. HLN-TV1. It's sponsored by StreamYard, and it is now 7:29. It's 7:30, right after the 7:30 break. We will be coming back with our guest today, Nanette, and she is an author, and I'll tell you all about her before we go, when she comes back, but right now I want you to see this very important message. So in case you are new to the Female Solution, I want you to see what you are missing during the entire week, because every day of the week there is a show on the Female Solution from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and this is what you can expect.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Fervent Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn.
Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And if you'd like more information, feel free to send us an email, info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And you can also call, too, but most people just send us an email. And higherlearningnetwork.org is the site that you want to visit. And if you are tired of being robbed blind,
welcome to QuickClick.
But it's not in house. Well, it's with a click because Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you because that is what we use to raise money for our homeless project. On there's Tent City on Roosevelt Road, on Des Plaines Avenue between Roosevelt and Taylor Street. And one day I was, my girlfriend Jody Susan, who is the host of Self-Sail Care on Tuesday mornings, Jody sent me some information because she knows I shop online. And I was tired of shopping and not getting any return on my investment because when you spend money, you're investing in something. So I'm investing in the homeless population. So this is a hot cocoa that I ordered, and it is on my blog page, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And it's so much, and it's vanilla bean, too. It's just not any ordinarily your Nestle chocolate. Trust me. Anyway, so this is some good cocoa. It's so good, I want to share it with the homeless. So this is part of what we do, help keep them warm when we take them heaters and butane and the noni juice, too. So there's a link on my page on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But right now, enough of that. Let us remind you that today is Monday, April 11th, and the stories, you hear it all day on the news about the divorce rates are up, and everybody's talking about, why don't you get married? I heard it all my life. It's like I'm in my 50s, and I'm just getting married. It's like, you don't have to get married, so why do you think you want to be married? Oh, I shouldn't say it like that. So you think you want to be married. Well, I've got an expert right here, and she's going to join us today, Nanette Smith. Thank you so much, my sister, for joining us this morning. Grand Rising. You look gorgeous this morning, sister girl. Well, this is a miracle-minded show, so you are in the right place at the right time. Yes, ma'am. Welcome, Lynette Smith.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me in this opportunity. It's not an accident.
It is called Divine Order, and let me give you the welcome that I give all our guests, and that is... Laura Smith is the one who Inform me about your greatness, who you are, and what you have to offer. So I know a little bit, but I want you to tell me. I want to be surprised, too, just like the rest of the audience will. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. I am a mother of two, three grandchildren. God has truly blessed me to be in the corporate world over 35 years.
Ooh.
But the Lord called me to a higher calling.
Mm.
And in that, I was a...
And did she just freeze up on me? Yes, she did. But she'll be right back. She's thawing out. Just give her a second. She thought, you know, we do that on stream sometimes.
Be at the table, not able to speak at times at business meetings, but soaking up all that knowledge.
Ooh.
Moving on, the Lord blessed me to have degrees because he told me there will be some rooms that won't even allow you to come into that room because you don't have a...
Ooh. Girl. You telling some truth here. See, we have to freeze on that. You're not even allowed at the table if you don't even have what it is that you need to have, that piece of paper. Yes, go ahead, sister. I just finished what you were saying because you froze.
So long story, in the back, the Lord said, are you ready to do what I asked you to do?
Mm.
I don't.
And she's freezing again. Ooh, and you know why she's freezing? I wonder why. Because that's something that you need to hear twice. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So as I was doing that, I came back from Israel. I said, Lord, are you ready now to do what I asked you to do? So I start the retreat, rest, renew, restore, retreat. And at that time, I was helping everybody else, but in my personal life, I was still not married.
Oh.
I've been divorced for so many years. And the Lord said, I wrote this book, Broke, Men and Women Should Not Date. Broke, Men and Women Should Not Date. And 2016, I didn't like the ending because I was still not married. I was still associating myself and getting relationships with Bolo. And I said, Lord, it's time for me to have my Boaz. And he told me then, I said, well, at least let me meet him. And then he let me meet someone at the time that I thought was supposed to be my husband, and he wasn't. He was another bozo.
Oh.
And as I look back,
bozo seemed to run rampant, don't they? See, somebody needed to hear that. That's why she froze. Somebody needs to hear that. You're dating a bozo.
And so the back of my should I settle for just anything in a relationship? With me being broken and the other person being broken in spirit too. Can I really trust God to provide my true Boaz? Within the waiting, can I truly trust God for my best life? So as I'm still working, the Lord said, he's not ready for you yet.
Ooh.
And so I kept on working, staying busy, helping the community. I started doing my retreat that he gave me to do where we get away. We learn how to rest our minds, our body, and renew our minds. So rest our body first so we can receive. So put all those conferences. But if we're not resting our mind and our body, we can't really receive it. We'll hear it in a moment, but later on, it'll be, as soon as we leave that event, it'll be like smoke. It won't settle in and marinate. So the next day, we learn things to renew our mind. Now, I am just starting at this retreat. Somebody says, you can't teach somebody how to do that in 3 days. Rest, renew, restore. I said, no, I'm planting seeds. So then later on, as I follow up with you later on, we'll see the growth. But you got to want to change. You got to want to receive and make the change. I can't do it.
Yes,
my God cares. So that's why the Lord placed in my spirit to do the retreat. Well, I was helping and praying with everybody else. Everybody was getting married. Everybody was meeting people. I went on websites, and I got off the website. And when I say websites, the Christian, Match.com, you name it. And then I got back off because I worked so much. I didn't have time to go out. And then when I went out, I was always with employees. And then you can date employees.
Oh.
So I just stayed in my world. Well, I got back one hand. A gentleman had approached me on Hinge.com. I hope I can say the name of the website. I'm sorry. And I was getting back on to let the person know that I wasn't interested. And when I went to reply that I wasn't interested, a gentleman...
When...
Lord Jesus. His whole thing out, you know, app popped up. And all I did was read it. He was talking about the Lord. He was talking about how he wanted to do things in a positive way in his life. And all I said was, amen, and I got off of there.
Okay. Okay.
Well, kept on emailing me and texting me, you're still protected, you know, through a site, you know, you're not talking to him directly. Long story short, we started talking, we talked about what the Lord was doing, each one of us, and this was going on during the pandemic. So I wasn't going to him personally to see him. We were just chatting back with him for him. And then Mother's Day, he asked me to go out and meet for dinner, and I did. And we totally put it in God's hands, but I knew he liked me, even though we were talking about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, why should I get married, seasoned, older, you know, have lived my life, you know, normally, you know, you have your way of doing things, and as the men get older,
mm-hmm.
they have their way of doing
mm-hmm.
things. Negative things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, they're setting their ways, you're setting your ways. How can this bring? And then why, what's the use of it? Just a piece of paper, whatever, you know.
Right.
And I know I'm from a biblical background, religious background, but I've had my share of divorce. So, hey, you know, don't come here with no game.
Okay.
You know, if you want it, you know. So, and that's why I did the book. I don't mind if I show it to you. Broke Men and Women Should Not Date. It was because it's really about my life.
Mm.
And how if I hadn't allowed the brokenness to heal.
Mm.
All I was doing is adding the baggage on top of it.
Ooh. So how did you do that?
Say it again?
So how did you do that? What was your healing process?
I start trusting God. And in trusting God, he made us. Okay? And if he can make me to break down and let the past go and allow my healing, why wouldn't he do that for a man?
Mm. All right.
But you got to trust, and then you got to lay your hands off of it.
Mm.
Because if you keep touching it and say, I got to do it my way. So, yes, why should I get married? I got income coming in. I got a job. But there's something. We're not to be alone. And don't take me wrong. For some of us, if that's your choice, there was always eunuchs in the Bible, in the past. So if that's how you're journey is to be alone, please don't. I am not attacking that.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is if there's a desire in your heart to share your life with someone and you want a good person to share it with, you have to let that go and you have to trust and you have to listen more.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talk and I'm glad we're having this conversation now for us women to talk. You're setting a platform for us to be able to talk. But when we're in the presence of a man or a man in front of a woman, vice versa,
mm-hmm.
we need to listen more.
Mm.
Because I was taught you're learning the man or the woman the best that they can be when you first meet them.
Ooh.
Now, people say you can go downhill from that, but I said to him, R.C., I want to date you for life. I don't want to do whatever we start now. Yes. Go ahead.
I want you to repeat that.
I want you to date me for life. So if I'm used to going out to eat, not every day, but I'm used to having, you know, sweet nothing text to me like you did when you first met me, I want it to continue. If that's not part of your nature to do that, you're just doing it for show, please stop.
Please stop.
Please stop. Let us just be real with each other. If this is not, let's just be transparent. And that way we'll come together. What'd you say? Go ahead.
Broken men and women should not date. Because you wasn't holding the book up there long enough for me. So I went to the website. It's on my blog. So y'all can go to my blog and see it. It's like people need to see this.
Yeah.
Because I never heard anybody say that.
Lord Jesus.
That's powerful.
What happens is the song says, best way to get over another is to be under another.
Ooh!
But when you get under another, you're bringing baggage.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
And then after you get a relationship, you want to talk then. They thought you accepted them the way they were.
Right.
So why are you trying to change them afterwards? So it's why broken men and women should not date, we need to work on ourselves first. And do what you enjoy doing so you can meet someone that has that same passion.
Say that, my sister.
So in doing, being compassionate and doing things for the Lord, that's how I met him. His spirit, let me tell you something. Our spirits connected before our flesh connected. So everyone has their list. I want them tall, slim, whatever, whatever. No, I want someone that loves the Lord. And I'm not bashing anybody's business. I'm non-denomination. He's a minister and pastor. I ran from pastors. I ran from ministers. I was PK. My stepfather was some pastor.
He just said I ran from.
I ran. If you said those words, I went on and said, I'll pay for my meal.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Tell it, because I don't need you breathing fire down my breath about my past, what I've done, where I'm going. I don't need to hear. Thank you very much.
But he's raising a different one, women this time and men now, because if we don't be transparent, we can't draw. Even Satan knows Satan.
Okay, say that.
And then also Satan knows God, because whenever Jesus walked on this earth, the demons will speak out and say, what? I know you.
Okay.
So back to what I was saying, so we did date through the pandemic, but I let them know I'm not friends with benefits. So that usually gets rid of a man.
Ooh.
Because at this day and time, I can get what I want and don't.
At this day and time.
And I'm not judging. Say again.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So as we were going on and dating and everything, he tried. He's gonna kill me for saying that if he ever hears that. But I gotta show you what he sent me.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Somebody need to see that, girl. Don't put it back so fast. Put it up there and let us see it for a minute. Yeah. Put it right there in the screen. Because there's a lot of women who've never received flowers. They need to know what flowers look like. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's true.
It's true.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
When I was married, not bashing my past, but when I was married, I got two sets of roses. I have two daughters. The only time I got it was when I had a child.
Oh, wow.
Didn't get it for Mother's Day because they said that was Mother's Day was for his mother.
Mm.
I wasn't his mother. I was his wife, so I didn't get flowers for that.
Wow. See, that's the exact reason why we have to give ourselves flowers.
Amen.
See, that's a part of the journey that we don't know about. We're waiting for he, she, it, them, us to give us what. No, baby, you got to date yourself.
And get to know yourself.
Yes.
I like going out by myself. I've gone to the movies by myself. Now, let me explain. My job moved me around so much that it was all for a purpose. Now I look back on it. Because now as being... Just say, okay, you're going to be a pastor's wife. It's no title. I don't want the title.
Okay.
I do not want it.
I know.
But think about it. If I wasn't that kind of woman that can open up and share, not my husband, but the pastor, clarify that.
Okay.
Then I would not. I would be always a hindrance and not a helper.
Oh. Okay.
If we go back in the Bible and talk and think about the story about Naomi. Naomi has the two sons, lost both of those sons. But they did marry him. She had two sister-in-laws.
Right.
And then she was going back to her country. She said, you stay here. I'm mad now. I'm hateful. I don't like what's going on in my life. And as you think about it, that's where we are right now. If we don't come together and let us see the women, help the young women, and the young women also help us, and we listen to each part, we'll be separate. We're to come together to be strengthened to one another.
Yes.
You don't go through what I went through. If I can help you and say, let's go another direction on your path, it's no accident that I met you.
Okay.
It's no accident I'm speaking to you. No. So if I can help you, you're supposed to help the next four generations. But if I'm still staggering on my path, how in the world can I help somebody else? And a man is there to help me to help you. I'm going to tell you, being independent all these many years, it's been a transition for me to say, he's paying for my bills, he's paying for this. I've never had that. So I'm like,
or for me to get in the way. So God had a movement. I retired. That check is smaller than it used to be. And then God has blessed him to have in his spirit that he wanted to build a church and a new home.
Oh.
So we're talking about meeting a gentleman in a certain period of time, letting God direct us. And now I have a companion that loves me. Not like me. No, let me rephrase it. He likes me and loves me. It's not perfect because we all have our, not perfection is heaven. We're on earth. And so why should I get married? Because I am to enjoy life too. I am to smile from within inside. He doesn't complete me. I'm completing myself. But I had to allow my healing from the past. Oh, when I say complete, the mistakes is part of me. The hurt is part of me. That's me. I might say something, he might say something, he don't know what happened in the past, and it might trigger something. But if I got up that morning, like you just said, about relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, get to the spirit realm so I can relax. So when it comes, when he gets ready to say something, he don't even know me, it might offend me. I don't hold. And my tone is so important. So to get back to what you're saying, I am not to struggle and make this role by myself. If I choose to. Let me clarify that. Because I do not want anyone. And I want to make sure you understand, when you are with yourself, you want to be positive. You want to be. Because that's why you attract the other person with that positive. Let me explain. Once I got married, it didn't stop. Because I have that peace inside, I attracted more men than I did before when I wasn't.
Yes, ma'am. Say that. Yes,
so
ma'am.
I have to let you know, and someone says, I want to be a friend on Facebook or whatever. I said, let me put you on my Beth Worship. That's the, our church that where the Lord has blessed us, our spirit with. And let me tell you, he proposed to me in Sedona, shocked me to death. me and my play sister, we were driving up there, and I was sharing that place with him. He didn't know that was my one of my favorite places in the world. And he dropped to one knee. And I'm like, oh, my God. And
Uh-oh. Dropped to one knee, and she froze. Well, you know, that happens. 7:57, 3 minutes before the next.
I said no.
Oh, there she goes.
Okay.
You said no.
No, I said yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But she said, what if you would have said no? We have 90 minutes to drive back from Sedona to Phoenix. That would have been a quiet. Right.
Yeah, that'd been a real quiet.
But going back to dating, what I mean by saying dating is really just listening more and watching what the other person's doing, because actions speak louder than words.
Yes, ma'am.
They will tell you everything you want to hear, and you might tell them everything you think they want to hear. But if we be transparent at the time with the Lord, make sure, again, like you said, your spirit discernment. Because you don't want to say too much at first, and then you overwhelm them.
And I'm speaking for myself. We talk way too much.
Listen, that's my best tool. And then he tells me that now. If you don't know what, if the other person doesn't know what you're saying, that's the spot volume. But be transparent. Men and women, if you're not ready to get married, work on you. Because if you go too fast in a relationship, it will mess it up. I'm being honest with you.
Yes, ma'am.
If you slow it down, think about what you want, not just the physical thing. I know tall, slender, whatever, he might come in a short, whatever package, but his spirit and his heart, look what God has for you. He wants to give you the best.
And see, that's one of the ways in which we lose out, because we're looking for the physical. And these looks fade after a while. What if that person you would get sick, get ill? And that is a very good possibility. So we have got to get out of this flesh into the spirit, as you say. Where's his heart? Where's her heart?
Okay. And the thing is, I did a study a long time ago when I was a Sunday school teacher. If you were hurt, or your mother was hurt, or vice versa, you know, some men are taking care of their children, that child will not open a relationship with that kind of person.
Oh, wow.
So if my ex was this and this and this, they have a tendency of not even looking at that person. They stay away from them.
Oh, wow. That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart. And that's the way that you want to be. You want to take the time to do the homework. Is that a good word to use?
That's it. You're interviewing. Just like you interview for a job.
Yes, ma'am.
And you tell the people I used to interview for. I'm interviewing you as much as you're interviewing me.
Okay.
I want to be comfortable with you. I want to make sure we're a fit. I know you're telling me, and it seems like I got to have you. But indirectly, I turned it around and said, you need me.
Okay.
When you go to buy a vehicle, they need you. If you walk out that door, they'll make a sale.
Okay.
So that's the thing of a relationship. Yes, I don't want a free meal. I want a long-time relationship that we can grow in the world. Can I say this to you real quick?
Please.
A lot of children have not even seen their parents hold hands.
I know. I know.
But you'll see a different affections of different other ones all in front of you.
Yes, you do.
But you don't get to see that. That's behind closed doors.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to be vulgar. I'm saying show passion.
Yes.
Show the love that God has given you.
Yes.
That'll speak volumes on how he or she is supposed to treat the opposite sex as they grow up.
I'm so glad you said that, because I'm listening to Viata's show last night. It comes on Health and Wellness. Comes on Sunday night, 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And she was talking about just that, how, so I don't remember if it was her or someone that said that they had no emotion showed to them as a child. So
yes.
They didn't expect that when they got older. And that's
it.
But you got to go back and listen to the show. All the shows are in the archives, and I just want everybody to see that before we go to our next commercial break. It is 8 a.m. If you just tuned in to Monday Morning Mindfulness, we are speaking with author Annette Smith. Awesome! Broken People Should Not Be Dating! But that's the name of her book. But the title of the show, So You Think You Want to Get Married. We're going to take our first break, and we will be right back, and we'll... you can share this with somebody, because this is crucial information. Call a friend, text a friend, let them know, especially if they're the ones who want to be married. We want them to hear this, because I've never heard that broken people should not be dating. So let's continue the show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to QuickLink, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickLick. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own quick link and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickLick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Female Solution. So you think you want to get married? Do you really? Well, let's see what author Nanette Smith has to say about that. She is the author of Broken People Should Not Be Dating. Did you know that? Oh, my goodness. If you were like me and didn't know it, then this is your chance to do something about it. Number one, you can text somebody right now and let them know that the show is live on the air on our social media, which is Facebook.com, HLNTV1. You see that little logo up there in the corner? There it is. Yeah, you know, you see it. And our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. Let them know that we're on. How on earth, why is it that divorce rate is so high, but there's still the pressure on women to be married? So you think you want to get married? You think you want to get married because that's what you've been told all your life. I never wanted to get married. Do you hear me? Ever, 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 ever. That's why everyone who knows me, when they found out I was married, is like, what? Is she sick? Is she okay? But just like you said, that one person will come along and change your heart. Because my heart was hardened. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. But I think the benefit was that I was in the process of learning to love myself. I was in love with me some me because I had hated me for so long. And that's a journey. That's a process. Yes. And you got to journal that.
Yes.
So I know I had a breakthrough when I was at the grocery store, Treasure Island, they went out of business. And I'm walking down the aisle. And there's a gentleman, and I wasn't paying attention to him because I was in love with me. I had been beating up on myself so bad about, you know, nose too big, forehead, ears, eyes, butt, everything too big. So I'm learning to accept myself as I am. And this man walks up to me, and he asked me a question, and I know he wasn't looking for what he said he was looking for. So I just like, yeah, it's right there. Okay, and kept going. I get to the next aisle, same man, right there. Long story short, we went on a date, and I was not interested in him at all. But I was of the mindset, let me get a free meal. How many of us think like that?
Come on.
I took the free meal. I got some free tires for my car. And he was a shipping magnet, so he had money. But I wasn't attracted to him. And I let him know that, you know, if you want to buy me gifts, go ahead. But that's not going to make me love you. So I think that romance lasted like about a month because he saw I was telling the truth. I didn't love him. I didn't even like him. I wasn't even attracted to him. But he persisted me. So that shows you sometimes that you have to have restraint. Just because somebody likes you, you don't have to like them back because you don't know what's going on in their head or their heart. So I thank you for allowing me to share that because somebody needed to hear that. I needed to hear it because we need to love ourselves more than we ever love any man or woman. And we're not taught to do that. We talk about the tribal companies, the tribes in Africa who still think that, and in Asia, in India, where a woman has no value, but you will marry her at 13, marry her off at 13, and give her away for a sum of money. So I just said that to say full speed ahead. Love you. And thank God we're in America. We don't have to be sold off.
Right. But even in those relationships, I'm getting to meet some of those people. Some of those are Indian or from that different culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting to learn that. And then as the cultures are changing, the Jewish, you know, they have matchmakers. You know,
yes.
So that's, the Lord has allowed me to be underneath a Jewish pastor for a year when I was living in New Jersey.
Really?
I got to be exposed to how they get married. And so the thing that comes back to it, they want love too. They are set up based on monetary and status.
Mm.
And so you just don't get to marry. You have to stay in a certain status because there's still a dowry and money still being in. Marriage is more as a dowry of how we're keeping the family more wealthy.
Say that again, girl, because somebody needs to hear that. Somebody didn't know that.
Because that's what it's about. We're passing on culture.
Yeah.
We're passing on our legacy to four generations. That's biblical. We're supposed to do that. So if we're not saving or doing the right way or even helping with adoptions, it's not meaning, but if you desire to have someone to go on this journey along. I want to read just a paragraph in the book.
Please do.
My alabaster bottle.
Okay.
I know you just knew this relationship was going to work. You put your all into it. The key word, you put your all into it. A successful relationship takes two people and God. I don't understand. He was tall, had a job. He even said the L word on our second date. Stop crying. All these things like they loved you. Although these attributes sound great, they're superficial. If both parties are not into winning for the long-term commitment, oh yeah, you've heard this before, and you still feel like you can put in more time, and they'll change to a person you want to be. Others might change themselves for a while to appease you, but their character will not keep them in that relationship for a long haul. Please don't blame yourself. Totally fulfill the list you have made for the individual you want to stay in your life. The person we want in our life is a collective individual created from how we were brought up, or another part of that person is the opposite of the youth hurt in our youth that we want to heal. We seek affirmation in those who say the right thing without observing the potential pain before letting them into our heart. Above all, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 4:23. I've never met you before, but you just confirmed. This is in the book. But what you just got to say. You just confirmed what I just got to say. Because if we don't heal and become our individual, when we get in a relationship, it won't be a relationship. Because you won't be showing who you really were. You have to hide it for a while. You come into the relationship and say, okay, this is what I want them to see. You don't let your guard down eventually. But that's why I asked my husband to date me. When we were just dating, I said, if this is you, that you send flowers and you text all the time during the day on a business job that I know you can't get off like this when you start back later on. But don't do it. Be who you are. So why should I get married? Because I did not want, I've been working so much and taking care of it. My children were grown. It was time to put me, but I never thought about it, me. Like you just got through saying, you met someone, you got a free meal. But in fact, you got to know that was not your match.
I can feel it. That was
someone want to marry.
Yeah.
And say, well, at least I have somebody underneath my roof. But the pandemic showed us that even sometimes underneath this roof, we don't want that person there.
Say that.
We have to face everything.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Because when we're facing everything, we sometimes see some things we don't like about ourselves.
Okay. We don't always like what we see in the mirror, girl.
That's what I do on the retreat. So the night before, I actually take a cloth. We give them a lavender cloth, and they wash. They wash their face and everything in their body, you know, and regular clean yourself. But then I actually wash your face with this cloth because I want you to wash, forgive yourself first. Wash this cloth. The cloth ain't got nothing. I think you need a washcloth, but I want you to wash off yesterday. So you can rest. I can't plant seeds and ground that's gonna be.
You can't plant seeds. See, somebody needs to hear that. You can't plant seeds if you're not grounded. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Repeat that because you froze. Say that again.
Okay. You want to plant seeds in the good ground, right?
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
But if you're not, if you're broken, people say, well, everybody's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God didn't make us to be broken. We have sin, yeah.
Yes, we have sin, but that doesn't mean that we have to stay in that sinful state of consciousness. See, every time she freezes, somebody needs to hear that point again. Sometimes we need to hear things twice. I'm just repeating what you're saying because you froze.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens as a child, you see, I have a grandson. He watches everything the adults do.
That's a reminder that the children are watching, so let us be very mindful of the work that we do, of the things that we say, because the children are watching. Yes, ma'am.
So what happens is, with us being broken, I'm not saying it's not going to be overnight fixed. I started writing this book in the early 2000s, but I put it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I started because I had to work on me.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, it was edited the first time for me to finish it, but I like the ending.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say about, do I want to get married? I do want a companion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this wrong. And in this day and time, even with the pandemic, who are you going to meet? But it kind of, if someone said to me, and I'm not copying, I'm just borrowing it. It says, pandemic took everything off the table. We were learning to live without everything on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What we're putting back on the table now is our choice.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get ready to put something back on the table or allow someone in my life, I want them to be a good person, a positive. I want them to bring me up. Because if I'm the smartest person in the room, I need a bigger room, right?
Okay.
If I'm the only one who has the wisdom and the knowledge, then
boom. And she just said something very important. And is that we want companionship. You want a companion. You don't necessarily want to be married, but that of another human being to be in your space, to share your life with. Companionship and marriage is two different things because you may not be compatible with that person that you want to share your energy with. And you don't know that until you find out and you married. It's like, oh, my God, what have I done? You don't realize that because you didn't take the time to learn. You may have not taken enough time to learn about yourself first and then that other person. Because you can know a person for years and not know them. You can be married to a person for years and find out they did what? So you really never know a person.
And the pandemic showed that.
Yes, it did.
We had to be in a room.
Yes.
We had to be in a room sometimes by ourselves. We had to be in a room sometimes just me and that other person. That's one thing as we were dating, he would say on Sunday, do you notice we didn't cut the TV on?
Oh, wow.
He said, did you notice we just talked
yeah.
or just watched a movie
yeah.
or just did something? We're dating.
And how often does that happen? When we go out on dates, we go somewhere that takes our attention from us. We go watch a movie. We go roller skating. We play bid whist. We do all of that. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
And nothing wrong. And we used to do as I was raised up. A lot of people have never dated. They were not raised as to be able to date. And I was one of those. Because of the name. You know, you can't be alone with the opposite sex. So I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is we don't interview or get to know each other. And a key thing, again, I'll say it again, we need to listen more. Let the other person talk. And then when they start talking, they get comfortable. They'll be real sometimes. Some of that's going to be true for them. And we need to be listening for the truth. And we were not made to be alone. It's not Adam by himself in the garden. It's Adam and Eve.
Amen. Say that.
So that's why I said, you said, well, why do you want to date?
Yeah, why are you dating? Because we want companionship. It's not always about marriage. We just want companionship. We just want somebody to share our life with. Is that too much to ask? No, it's not. If you just joined the conversation this morning, we're talking to author Nanette Smith, author of Broken People Should Not Date. And today's topic is, so you think you want to get married? Well, I want to know your thoughts, too. So you can call in at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Or you could also comment online, like our sister, like brother John Caldwell. He loves the show. Thank you so much, John Caldwell. And for our sister Viata, Grand Rising Beautiful Stars. Viata is the host of Health and Wellbeing, a Friday show. We're on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. until 9 a.m., and on Saturdays, 12 noon until 2 p.m., and on Sunday evening, it's Soul Purpose Healing. She's author of that show, host of that show, and author as well. Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday night, so go back and see it. And guess who we have a comment from? Good morning, blessings. Deborah Smith, your sister-in-law. Hey, Deborah. Thanks for the hookup, sis, because this girl is off the chain. You need to know. Author of Broken People Should Not Date. I've never heard anybody say that in my life. Broken people, how do you know you're broken? That's what we need to talk about. How do you know you're broken?
Okay. How you know you're broken is that if you're spending so much time beating yourself down.
Ooh.
How you know you're broken when you walk into a room and you feel like you got attached to somebody else because their light seems like it's shining bright. How do I know I'm broken? It's because I'm always saying, I can't, I don't know how, and I'll never be able to do that. Those terminologies speak. And when you're dating, they listen to that. Most men say they want what? Think about it. They want an independent, positive woman. But they say that, but then we get in a relationship, they're not really wanting all that.
Okay, you need to say that again, because somebody needs to hear exactly what you just said. Can you please repeat that?
Where you think you're broken? You're broken when you're always negative. You're broken when you're putting yourself down. You're broken when you walk into a room and you have to attach yourself to someone else because you're not feeling that you're a person. You speak brokenness.
Ooh.
This is the Holy Spirit speaking. He just using my body. Because we say broken pieces can be mended together. I'm not saying it's not, we're not going to always have some issues. But if you're speaking negative, okay, then I'm going to stop speaking it. The way you carry yourself, even the places you go, I'm going to tell you, you get into yourself and believe in yourself. I was always taught to go to the best neighborhood to go buy my groceries. Not to find a man. It's just that's where I want to live. If I'm not there yet, you go and shop where you want to be. You want that certain house over there? You go. I mean, you have the vision in your head. No one else knows it. But the way you carry yourself, when you let a man open your door.
Wow. Now she's getting on some subjects that we really need to hear because she's freezing. I tell you, every time she freezes, the spirit speaking saying, okay, you need to repeat that again. You need to repeat that again. You need to repeat that again. Somebody needs to hear that two times. And she's frozen again, so that lets me know that you needed to hear it again. And I'm okay with it. Yes, my sister, go right ahead.
Let a man open the door. I remember, I'm going to tell you real quickly, and I know this is supposed to be for somebody because that's why the system's acting up.
Say that.
I went to a dance class. really because of my religion. They told us we couldn't date when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm grown. I can do what I want to now. So I'm going to a dance class. Gentleman looks at me. He's Latino. He looks at me. I know you can dance because what? I'm black. So you know I got rhythm, mm-hmm. right? I have rhythm because I was made with that in me.
Okay.
So he is using me to dance with him.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a salsa. And I never did salsa. But I'm watching him. Let's go back to the mirror. I'm mirroring what he's doing. When we finish, he says, you did excellent. Why didn't you tell me you couldn't dance? I said, I mirrored you. He said, yes. You always took the lead. Even in my dancing, I was taking the lead.
I do that too.
So when a man comes and approaches you and you're broken, he's saying that you're taking the lead.
Mm.
I don't want you to pay for my food.
Mm.
I don't control my act for something. Yeah, but if he's a man that God brought you, I ain't talking about the other ones that didn't want you.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, my daughter said, well, I remember when she was dating a while back, she said his sister brought him to the date. So he didn't have a car. And I'm not talking about men are at different levels. But make sure you know when God sends him, he's going to be prepared for who you are.
Okay.
He's not to bring you down. He's to enhance who you already are. And so even in my dancing, learning how to dance, I was taking control of everything.
Mm.
You're using all your aspects. It's a good thing. I have good aspects of saving. But when God brings this man in my life, I am retired. About to retire, I ain't making all the money I used to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not even 62 to get my Social Security yet. So really, God showed my brokenness. I get to say it again.
Say that again. Yes, ma'am.
I was not out there to be dated because I need to work on myself. A lot of us say, if I ain't got money to do this and this, I ain't going to be out there dating. I respect that. That's when you ask me the question, how do we know we're broken? We're broken because we're always being negative. Or acting negative. Or those that just have to tell somebody, you ain't got to do this. And you got. I don't know everything. I'm just telling you my life. And I tell you one thing. I got to go to Maui for my honeymoon. I'm sitting there relaxing, waiting for my husband to come down. I put the book on there to save a seat. The lady says, I forgot to bring my magazine down. Can I use that book seat that you have too? And so I gave her, let her read the book, and I said, but I wrote that one. I don't want to say it. You know what I mean? I stay behind the scenes. I don't want you really know me. If it was up to me, my picture wouldn't even be on here at all because it was about the mission of what God wanted me to do. I want to be in the hindsight. So when you said you want to be visual, I'm like, my first thing was like, of course no. And then I said, no, I want people to know that God will use you. You just got to step out.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm at Maui, and I come back, I said, but I got to leave for a moment. It's ABC. When I got back, she grabbed me. I said, well, what's wrong? She said, I needed this book. I needed it. I'm broken.
Deborah says, you are broken when you are negative and always finding the wrong with most everything. Lord, have mercy. Let me tell you. There was a lady once upon a time, and Deborah also says, and you compliment them. Yes, you need to, because they need to hear the reverse of all of their negativity. You're right on time, Deborah. I remember a young lady, excuse me. I was in my 50s at the time, and I was going to the YMCA on North Avenue in Halsted. And she was an inspiration to me because when I first met her, she walked in, she was over 500 pounds, and she was walking with her medication in a bag on a pole. And I was like, wow, that is persistence. Getting up, going to the gym, and you can barely walk, and you got a tank with you to breathe. I said, wow, that's awesome. That's like, I want to be like her. But as I watched her over the years, as her weight came down, she got down to like less than 200 pounds. So she was tall and thin as a rail. But she was full of so much negativity. I could not believe it. If somebody was on the rowing machine, and baby, if you listening, I'm sorry, but the truth is the light. If somebody was on the rowing machine and she needed to be on it, she would talk nasty about them to me and anybody else who would listen. She was just don't get on the machine, because she stayed on the machine for an hour. That's how she lost all the weight. But the point is, she was just so negative to everybody and everything. It's like, I had to start going to the gym with headphones on, because I didn't want to hear nothing she had to say. Because it was bringing me down. It's like, here I am trying to get myself together, and you, all this nonsense, I can't do it. Yeah.
So, and see, she was getting rid of the baggage that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
She was getting rid of the baggage she felt that she had to get through, but even in the process of getting rid of it, she wasn't getting the main point.
Mm.
The baggage is still there in your head.
Yeah, it was there. And I hope at some point that she released it, because she does not look, can you imagine going from 500 to like 150 and you 6 feet tall? She is literally thin. She's this thin and she's 6 feet tall. So her body is looks good. As good as it can look. If you lost 5 pounds, you know, you got all kind of flab hanging off 500 pounds. But her mind is still that of a fat person. Because she has what I like to call fat thoughts. Those are not the thoughts that's helping you get to where you need to be. And right now we need to be in another commercial, our last commercial break, because Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution, will be joining us shortly. And so let's take our last break. So you think you want to get married? We're going to finish discussion.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
And that is the voice of Andrew Calhoun Susan Essentials. Jody Susan will be joining us tomorrow morning, 7 till 9 a.m. on right here on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and Susan Essentials. So be sure and check it out. But today we're finalizing our last half hour with our author of Broken Men and Women Should Not Date. And the title of the show is So You Think You Want to Be Married? And we are going to be joined by the executive producer, Naima Latif, of the show, because we usually do an after show. And today we've got a press conference at 11 a.m. with Dr. Willie Wilson, who will be making an announcement. I'm not going to say what that is, but we'll just have the announcement because, you know, you need to see that. Anyway, we're being joined by Naima Latif, who needs to turn something off because I hear a little squeak there. There she goes. Welcome to the podium, Naima Latif. Yay!
Oh, beautiful. Can I read this real quick before I forget this, though?
You sure can.
Can I read this real quick?
Please.
You just said about the woman that went from 500 to 100.
Yes.
I keep this with me, a little saying in my Bible or in my purse. It was given to me. It says, strong women versus women of strength. Ooh. A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape, but a woman of strength kneels in prayer to keep her soul in shape.
Hold up. You just can't run right through that. You cannot run right through that. You got to say that, and you got to say it again, and you got to say it slow, because somebody just said to me, Zelda, she needs to say that again. I just felt that in my spirit. So if you would be so kind to read that again, my sister, because somebody somewhere needs to hear.
With strong women versus women of strength. So you're talking about someone who's taking care of their weight and reducing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we do things on the natural side, but we don't take care on the spiritual side.
Mm.
So I keep a little pamphlet with me, and I've been able to give it to others in very scary situations, but I was obedient and I gave it to them. So the first line says, a strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape, but a strength kneels in prayer to keep her soul in shape.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not saying don't work out. I'm working on me, too.
Okay.
Another one is a strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the midst of her fear.
Mm.
A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gets the best of her to everyone.
Ooh.
A strong woman walks sure-footedly, but a woman of strength knows God will catch her when she falls. A strong woman wears a look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace.
Mm.
A strong woman has faith that she is strong enough for the journey, but a woman of strength has faith that is in her journey that she'll become more strong.
All right, then. I love it. That's power. That is power. That is
so when you
awesome.
Talk about that, I keep that in my Bible, or, and I keep a copy on me just in case sometimes the Lord says, hand that to someone.
Yeah.
And some situations when I hand it to them.
Yeah.
And it's been some situations that I knew it was God.
Mm. Say that. God is in the building. Somebody say that.
And I'm so grateful. Grand rising to our guest, our wonderful sister, Nanette Smith. We appreciate you joining our family. And really pinpoints the importance that there has to be a spiritual base to a relationship that's going to evolve into marriage. Marriage was originally designed to be a spiritual union and an understanding that you're joining two souls. Because people don't understand it that way, they often get involved with the wrong person for the wrong reasons. Become wrecked. You're looking at maybe some material gains or some status, you know, oh, I need help with my rent and this person helps me pay my bills, or this person is good looking so people will think I must be something like an attractive person, you know, or any kind of thing that has nothing to do with the two spirits. Because you're being, that's exactly what I said. Absolutely. I mean, you're being more than just a companion. You're being the spiritual support for their earthly journey.
Mm.
And that's why you're agreeing to stay with them until the end of their journey. So I'm really grateful that I had the experience of marriage with a man who was my best friend, my business partner, and most of all, my spiritual partner in our life journey together. I stayed with him until his transition in 2007. And I understood, after 20 years of marriage, I understood what that institution is supposed to do. It's supposed to help you in this business. So the person isn't perfect, and neither are you. They're a reflection of the things you need to work on in yourself.
Hold up.
Hey.
Say that again.
Again.
No, she didn't say again.
Well, you know, again, they are not perfect. They are a reflection of you. Come on, so that they can help you become a better self.
Uh-uh. Say that again. One more time. Somebody else needs to hear that.
So the person that you marry is not perfect. They are to help you by giving you a reflection of yourself so that you can become a better self.
And
that's for their imperfection is to teach you patience, tolerance, and forgiveness.
Lord have mercy, girl. Why you all over here in my business and you don't even know me like that?
That's biblical.
Yes, it is.
That's the fruits of the spirit.
Yes, ma'am.
When I met my husband, we connected spiritually. It wasn't a physical. I'm going to tell you something, I can let you come on in and be transparent with you. I just noticed 3 months before I got married, he's a handsome man. And I'm being honest with you. I was so much hurt from being bozos in my life, I wanted to keep it spiritual.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying, but it didn't dawn on my how handsome he was.
Mm.
I mean, I saw him. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I looked at him. But I know me. I love a man. You know, so I didn't want to get just focused on the body and whatever because I messed up so many times in doing that. So we were connected spiritually, and you're so right. That's what keeps you going through the hard times.
Yep.
That's what keeps you bounded through when he don't look right to you, he say something the wrong tone. That spiritual connection being first thing on that list that we talked about what we wanted in the companion,
mm-hmm.
in getting married,
mm-hmm.
if that's first on the list, I'm not going to say it. It's not going to hide things because God is about hiding things. But that connection to spirit will help give you discernment. Sometimes I notice I'll say something he's been married before, and I'll have to pay for something that happened previously, or he'll pay for something previously because I said something, not knowing that's what he's been through.
Right.
But the spirit and the tone that I say it, my response in, comes from that spiritual strength.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's one of the things you learn in a marriage is how to talk kindly to each other. Especially
grew up in that house of the fruits of the spirit.
Right. I mean, many of us grew up in households where this isn't what we saw. We saw clashes.
Right.
We saw cussing out. We saw maybe physical violence. So we're here to evolve to a higher level than the generation before us. And that means you have to learn whatever you experience. But your spouse is going to bring out of you whatever wounds are still in you from those who raised you and those who influenced your upbringing. And these are things that have to be healed. And these times, people start relationships early. So many people, by the time they get in their 20s, 30s, 40s, they've been married and divorced more than once. And people seem to think that if you cohabitate, then it'll be easy to get out of it and you won't suffer the same pain as divorce. Well, the only thing different is that you don't have to go through the legal hassle of separating, but the emotional pain is the same. You're still going to grieve the loss of that person. If you've been cohabitating with somebody, you've basically been in a common law marriage. So when you leave or they leave, you feel the same pain that you would feel in a divorce. The only thing different is you don't have to call a lawyer and say, well, help me get my share of my stuff, but you're still going to feel the loss, you're going to feel the sense of failure, you're going to feel the anger, all the things that come about when an intimate relationship ends. So because when people have been divorced, there's so much pain that the the society creates, because it's become a business for lawyers, you know, to keep things stringed out as long as they can because they want to get paid.
Yep.
They take you through so much pain that many times you are so broken after a divorce, you can't get in until you process what happened. You think about mistakes you may have made. You think about things that you'd rather do differently next time. But you can't sit there and be focused on what they did, they're wrong, they're just... Look at yourself, because it's yourself that you're bringing into the next relationship. If you're still bringing anger and hurt from that last person, you're going to recreate the very same situation that you left. So you're repeat yourself. That's what happens. You got to be honest about what you experienced. The same thing happens with a death. You have to process it. The best marriages in the world, you still have some residual effects of the good times and the bad times. You have to not compare the next person to your previous spouse, whether it ended in divorce or death. Transition, I don't like to use that word death because, you know, there's no death in life. There's only life to life.
Oh, okay. Oh yes.
Still must grieve the absence of that person. So in knowing that your relationship ended, you have to analyze what went right, what went wrong, what did you learn about yourself. That's the number one thing. And then before you present yourself to another person, make sure you have healed from that separation. You can bounce back from being widowed or being divorced too quickly,
mm-hmm.
and not really realize the things that are in you that you needed to analyze, you needed to work through, you needed to realize that that's not something you want to bring into the next relationship. And then sometimes we go to the extreme of trying to recreate something that was good and trying to recreate that same experience, realizing that the next person isn't going to be the last person you left. Even if you enjoyed it, give them the respect of being the individual that they are. Learn who they are. Don't try to make them into what you think they should be, because that's what your last spouse or
mm-hmm.
your lover was. Whatever
say
the case was that day, that was them. Start fresh with your new person and accept them for who they are. Accept them for their faults, shortcomings, and everything else, as well as the good points. And like you said, you know, realize that the first thing has to be the spirit. Because if you're attracted to the body and the sex appeal and all that, I mean, that's fine. But if on a spiritual level you really aren't getting along and you kind of overlook that because they're so cute, they're fine, or they got money, that's going to blow up in your face.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So really, this should be someone that you can enjoy their presence, even if you're doing absolutely nothing.
That's why it's so, amen, that's why it's so important as women and men that we know, get to know yourself. It's all right, as I said, I met a lot of Boaz folks before I met Boaz. And so going out, like you said, for a meal, you know, maybe, you know, you're interviewing. And you're also getting to make more comfortable. I know I have one daughter that hadn't dated in a long time, and then when she finally went out for her first date, she was like, man, you know, but she knew who she was. If we know who we are, then we get to, it's all right. It's all right, like you said, you went on that date, he kept from pursuing you for a month, but you knew he wasn't the right one.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're being by ourselves for a long time coming
mm-hmm.
out of the pandemic, but make sure you know your worth.
Yes, ma'am.
When you know your worth also, even in the brokenness, know your worth. Get into whatever. I get into the Word of God. I'm being honest with you. It is a living word, so it knows where I'm hurting, so I can pick it up. Sometimes I lay it open on something, and sometimes I read something like, okay, that wasn't supposed to be. But no, everything, there's no accident. But my point is, we can do this. I'm talking about in the book, I'm going back to it because, like she said, I'm being transparent. I went through a very bad time, several bad times, and I'm transparent in the book.
Weren't you about to read something from the book?
Yes. Right here it says, I'll take a really, attracting the right person. What piece of knowledge would I give to a youth of this day and time? If you're only a taker and don't give up your time and respect to others, then you will not be able to satisfy in your soul as a young adult.
Mm.
Where you plant seeds is where they take root, and weeds will step up in all areas and grow. The
bad seeds will make tough vines of bitterness and choke out kindness and love. I think we just talked about that. Starting with what you like in a character, for example, if you like to be clean and have attractive appearance, volunteering your time in citizen homes. See, we got to use our talents and gifts. And in doing that, I have learned that so many people meet their companions. I heard a lady, she took care of people in hospice and nursing homes, volunteering as she was getting her degree. And she met her husband because someone came in to check on a family member. And while they were checking, they started talking. See, you're showing your light and your gift. And God blessed her.
Yes.
So you use the gifts that God gives you.
Yeah, that's the key thing also. You know, you have to look at what is a natural way to meet somebody. And I'm not discounting, you know, dating sites and all that. But generally, somebody who's compatible with you is somebody that you meet in your natural course of your life. That's how you know you have something in common, because you match the cross paths. When you try to force it, you know, there's so much room open for deception. People can say that they're anything, but like you say, if you're volunteering and they're there, or maybe you're both volunteering together, maybe you meet them as something that draws you together, that at least shows you have some point of commonality.
Besides the
And I want to tell you, those I have to touch on, those have been abused. I was abused in my previous relationship. People look at me from the outside and say, there's no way you made up these stories in here. There's no way. I've known you. And even when I go to, because I always would be discernment, I let the Lord discern who to speak to about my past. But when I remember, as I was taught at a retreat, you know you've overcome when you're able to speak about it. And nobody, if somebody brings it up in your past and then you don't go after them or say something rude, you know you really, really are healing from your brokenness. And so I share the brokenness situations that I went through to the point at one time I thought I was going to change my name. Just for crap. And so people look at me and say, what are you talking about? You know, this, who are you talking about? But see, the thing is, you know, you're raised as our culture to live and, like we said, now put a mask on. As someone just said recently, we got fake smiles. Fake whatever. And you go, as soon as the camera off, and no one says good morning, but do we really care about how you feel? We don't even want to get out how you feel, how you doing.
Right.
We don't want a conversation.
Right.
We just want to say. So that's the reason why I was saying is it says, did I deserve it? One of the chapters is about, did I deserve it? How much did it cost me for staying in a relationship too long? We're being real. And so that's the reason why, and then people say, how long did it took you to write the book? No. This is a journey. And the thing about it is not just a book. This is afterwards. I even have places in here where let's make three goals. Let's work on those three goals. Get a partner with the book so you be accountable. Let's go grow. Let it just not be another book, another conference, another radio. Just talking. Let's get some healing. And that's the difference that the Lord placed in my spirit. And then afterwards, if you need, talk about it, help. You know, we are a belief therapist that we can assist you there. So we're not going to just talk about it and have the conversation. Let's get healed. We are healing just by us talking right now of three people working together on one goal. Yes, this is a radio show, but this is no accident.
Absolutely.
The relationship, like you said, I did meet my husband on a Hinge .com, but I was getting off of it. I was telling him, this is no more bozos. I'm not even going to let you get in my life.
Okay.
I'm just saying amen. What you think, I'm glad you have a good whatever, and the Lord planted a seed in his spirit. And then now, it'll be a year in April the 26th that I've known him. And I've been engaged, dated, and married. And he sent me my book came out April the 8th, and I'm here, we're building a home together, and he sent me flowers.
Wonderful.
When I started dating, he said, it's so good. I said, please don't do this. This is not your natural.
Right.
If you don't call and text all the time, you don't send flowers all the time, please don't do that. Let me get to know who you really are for me to make the decision.
Right. Be who you are. That's important. Don't be who you think the person wants you to be. Be who you are, because at some point, that's who you're going to become. That's who you're going to display. That's who they're going to discover.
Okay.
So be that person from the beginning.
Right.
Then they can decide whether or not you fit who they want or you don't. And
right.
if you don't, that's okay. But don't be fake because you can't keep it up forever.
It's okay.
And then, I don't know how many people I've heard when they say, oh, she changed every game. Oh, he changed. No, they didn't change. They just became who they already were.
Right.
That's it. Just hid that from you until they could get you. But
right.
We got you all. I can let the mask down. Now you see my real face.
And make sure when you're dating, you're dating a culture, too. I have to say that because I've moved in so many states, the Lord has moved, and every one of those was footprints on purpose to who I am today.
Mm.
And I've known different cultures. When you're dating certain cultures, make sure you understand you're dating a culture,
ooh,
not just a person.
Ooh, that's important.
And that's so important because if you're dating, I'm not going to pick on any one individual, but I have been able to, I've just, you know, dated out of my race. But that's a culture. You got to learn the race. So if you've already jumped in the bed, got the feelings all in there and everything, and then you learn later on, wait a minute, the cousin's coming over every week and this and that, and I'm he's going to have to choose between them. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to choose his family first.
Yep.
Learn the culture. Let's build on you standing up before you know me laying down.
That's powerful.
When I get up,
the conference singer.
Girl, that
what
was...
What you say now?
That was too powerful. You have got to repeat that. Can you please?
Learn me stand up before you learn me laying down. How did that go?
What was that?
Yes, learn me standing up before you know me laying down.
Ooh.
Because when I get up, I'm coming up with feelings. I'm a receiver. God made me that way. A woman's a receiver. Even in our body functions where we're made, we're receiving. Like she said, even if you live together, they're still got feelings. Only a person so broken when your conscience is seared, you still got the feeling, but you're not, you know, that's why he says, you know, a person that might do certain things to themselves, why they do it. Their conscience is seared. They see no way out.
Mm.
They're broken that bad.
Yeah.
So that way that stop pushing people to perfection. So when they get to the point, they can't come back because then they can't come to you for help. Because you place them on a pedestal so high, then they fail. They can't come back. They gotta do something bad.
Yeah.
Because they can't come to you and say, because they have shown a certain way of mask.
Yeah.
You see them only one way. But what you're doing, you're pushing them out on the edge to jump. I'm not saying that in a literally jump. But you are. Our friends, whenever they want to come and say something, listen sometimes when they call.
Yeah.
And
but
speaking
also,
of call,
you're not to only be the person.
We
got to
take a call before we go because it's 8:57. We got to get out here. Naeem and I both have a press conference.
Right,
No. Don't leave yet. We got to take a call. Naeem and I both have a press conference with Dr. Willie Wilson at 11 o'clock, but I need to get to the phone. 706-202 Grand Rising. I do believe this is a Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Grand Rising, Baba.
Grand Rising, and assalamu alaikum. What I'm hearing, and I'm coming in late, and I apologize. The thing in which I'm hearing about marriage is merging, and she, Naeema, was very much correct about the culture merging. The thing is that that's what happens, and that was what marriage was, a union in the beginning, is merging of families to create nations. Two people joining together, bringing in those two parents that birthed them and the four that become the six and all the other extensions of them merge together to form a bond of family. That is so distant now because the thing is that prenups and dating and online dating does not allow the people to interact with who is the rest of her family, because once upon a time, you were not identified by your name. You were identified as who is your parents. And the state stepped in and saying, you know, you have to have a license, because when you jump the broom, as we did once upon a time, that symbolizes that we can go through, we can sweep through anything because we have family.
Okay.
Do anything.
we can do anything. That's powerful. It is 8:59. This has been a wonderful show, but we have got to go. We got a press conference to get to. I'd like you to give us your contact information, Nanette, before you leave.
I couldn't hear you. It's cutting out. What did you say?
Give us your contact information.
Yes. A way to contact me. I'm sorry. It's breaking up.
Go ahead. Yeah.
On Facebook, you can go Rest, Renew, Restore, Retreat on Facebook.
Rest, Renew,
Restore. Three stages of sleep. You need to rest your body, renew your mind first, and then you'll be restored in the morning. There we go. At Facebook.com.
How do they order the book?
And how do they order the book?
The book is Broken Men on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and book
and
in your local stores if you just request it.
And it's on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Okie dokie. So thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate you, Nanette. We will see you again in the near future.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now let's listen to our close before I get in trouble.
Today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
WordPress.com. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. Please share this video. Somebody needs to hear it. Somebody you know, if you don't need to hear it, share it. And please go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and share that too. Stay on purpose, stay empowered. Stay tuned to Monday Morning Mindfulness next Monday, but tomorrow be sure and join us for self-cell care. Love you. Thank you so much for being a part of my day. See you at the press conference. Thank you from the top and the bottom of my heart. And the words above, buddy. That's all, folks. Make a great day, y'all. Thanks for watching. Appreciate you. Share this video. Thank y'all. Mwah.
Thank you.
All righty. We are out of here. And we are out. I hope I stopped the VIP in episode. Thank you, Baba Kwame.